Good day, great gamers, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that weekly show that follows both retro and modern roads. I'm your host, Mr. Picario, here to deliver a speedy dose of gaming goodness concerning, well, just about anything, and this time is no different. Let us travel back to 1978 to examine a little-known arcade game a few of you might have heard about. A game that, in 2019 dollars, has earned over $13 billion in revenue. This sensation, of course, is Taito Space Invaders, that alien invasion game that sees rows of aliens slowly marching and dropping to the planet below. So yeah, Space Invaders is actually one of the most legendary video games of all time. Even non-gamers have probably noticed the game's little iconic pixelated alien sprite that seems to be everywhere in pop culture. Stamped on everything from magazine ads and TV shows and of gaming merchandise, essentially becoming one of gaming's most prevalent icons. Its creator is Tomohiro Nishikado, who, working with the still very early nascent arcade industry, was striving to provide players with an experience both fresh and exciting. Indeed, in a June 2018 interview with The Guardian, he's quoted as saying, "My aim was to give players a shooting game the like of which they'd never experienced before." He, of course, had no idea just how popular his creation would soon become, but considering the effort he poured into his concept, even resorting to buying parts through the mail to basically invent his own development kit, it's hard to imagine a more worthy soul. Today, he's not only credited for devising what's now one of the highest-grossing games of all time, but for also inventing the fixed shooter genre, thereby laying the foundation for future shoot-'em-ups and the like. In the same interview, Mr. Nishikado explains, "It wasn't Star Wars that led to the outer space theme. Initially, I started with tanks, then tried warships and warplanes, but the movement and animation didn't match the game. After much trial and error, by far the best match were soldiers, but shooting people was frowned upon. It was at this time, while I was stuck for an alternative, I chanced upon Star Wars and realized I could use aliens because no one would complain about shooting them." He then goes on to say he took inspiration from author H.G. Wells' octopus-like Martian design. Who would have thought that such a simplistic game, at least by today's standards, would have so many convoluted sources of inspiration and been so delicately conceived? I guess we all can thank the maker for Japanese ingenuity. Not surprisingly, Space Invaders has received an almost countless number of updates, sequels, and spin-offs over the years, many that, unfortunately, are pretty underwhelming. Indeed, many regard Namco's Galaxian and Galaga the true deserving successors to Invaders' throne. Games that take the basic template of Taito's classic and renovate it just enough to bring an experience that feels timeless even today. Space Invaders, on the other hand, almost feels bland by comparison, which explains Taito's own efforts to revitalize the series throughout the years. This began in 1979 with Space Invaders Part 2, otherwise known as Space Invaders Deluxe in the States. Truth be told, the game is more a deluxe version than an actual sequel, as it plays largely the same with only minor tweaks, including UFOs that randomly disappear, and aliens that split into twins when shot. However, perhaps the first significant, worthwhile update is Super Space Invaders 91, an arcade game sometimes known by its alternate title, Majestic 12, The Space Invaders Part 4. Sort of like how Namco expanded on Galaga's concept with Galaga 88, Space Invaders 91 is a heavy reimagining of the starkly set original. Featuring drastically updated graphics covering a wide span of venues, plus accelerated gameplay, power-ups, bosses, scrolling screens, and even cattle abduction bonus stages, the game feels inspired and is actually a lot of fun. Today, the easiest way to try it is by tracking down a copy of Taito Legends 2, which is a collection of Taito titles released on the PlayStation 2, original Xbox, and Windows PC. Or, of course, there's always emulation. Again, like other classic games from Pac-Man to Sonic the Hedgehog, Space Invaders continues to be retooled and iterated upon. While the list is too immense to cover in this itty-bitty podcast, I'm going to conclude the show with three of the most interesting, at least in my mind. The first is Space Invaders Extreme, a rather psychedelic take on the encroaching invader theme. The plodding gameplay of before is now replaced by high-intensity action further enriched by madcap visuals and a blistering techno soundtrack. The emphasis is placed largely on accruing a top score, which the player can achieve by mowing down aliens of the same color to either gain power-ups or access to hair-raising bonus rounds. Should these bonus stages be completed successfully, the player is rewarded with Fever Time, a mode which elevates the cannon's abilities for a few precious moments, allowing for even swifter alien extermination. Of all the Space Invader iterations, this version is my favorite, but you'll just have to take my word regarding its quality. The game really has to be seen to be believed. And as of 2019, the title's Steam version is probably the most accessible. Next is the peculiar Space Invaders Infinity Gene, a game first released for iOS in 2009 before eventually migrating to the Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. Put simply, the game is a somewhat trippy exploration of Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. But while Space Invaders Extreme was chaos through an orgy of color, Infinity Gene takes a decidedly more minimalist, thoughtful path. Indeed, as players progress, they'll collect so-called genes, which evolve their ship, thus granting new weapon types a greater lifespan, even incidentals like unlockable music. And speaking of music, the game contains shades of the rhythm genre, and even flirts with bullet hell-oriented action. In other words, it's well worth a try, although the game has yet to be re-released on any modern platform. Lastly, there's Arkanoid vs. Space Invaders, an iOS and Android title released in 2017, although not quite as entrancing or sensational as the previous two games I mentioned. It's a surprisingly effective amalgamation of two rather disparate franchises. In this case, the player commands the paddle, reflecting back the shots that fall from the aliens above. With hundreds of levels, a skillfully localized storyline, and a cute female sidekick to boot, this is a title recommended for those craving a solid time waster for their phones. And better still, from what I can tell, the game is pleasantly exempt of microtransactions, ads, and cooldown features of any kind. In sum, Space Invaders ain't dead. Those pixely guys are still dropping from the heavens, waiting to be repelled for yet another round. Its 40th anniversary just passing last year, one does wonder what Taito has in store leading up to the franchise's big 50th celebration. As we wait and see, at the very least, I encourage giving Space Invaders Extreme a try, and for you true alien blasting fanatics, consider Company Numbskull's quarter-scale arcade replica of the original machine coming next year. It might just be the finest recreation of that glorious 1978 cab I have ever been treated to see. And with that all said and done now, it's time for me to bid farewell for another week. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.